Right. They are the first peoples who lived here in this place that we are in. We don't know a lot about them because we didn't appreciate their life before we came. But a lot of the place names here, the rivers, are all the Piscataqua, the Cochico, all those were named by those people who used them to fish and lived here. But this story is their creation story, or one of them, because we all have a number of creation stories. This is the creation story and the importance of dreaming. The Great Spirit, in a time not known to us, looked about and saw nothing. No colors, no beauty. Time was silent in darkness. There was no sound. Nothing could be seen or felt. And the Great Spirit decided to fill this space with light and life. From his great power, he commanded the sparks of creation. He ordered Toilba, the great turtle, to come from the waters and become the land. The Great Spirit molded the mountains and the valleys on turtle's back. He put white clouds into the blue skies. He was very happy. Yeah. He said, "Everything is ready now. I will fill this place with the happy movement of life." Can you guys make happy movements? He thought and thought about what kind of creatures he would make. Where would they live? What would they do? What would their purpose be? He wanted a perfect plan. But it was so hard to come up with a perfect plan that he became very tired and fell asleep. His sleep was filled with dreams of his creation. He saw strange things. He saw animals crawling on four legs, some on two. Some creatures flew with wings, some swam with fins. There were plants of all colors covering the ground everywhere. Insects buzzed around, dogs barked, birds sang, and human beings called to each other. Everything seemed out of place. There was just so much commotion. The Great Spirit thought he was having a bad dream. He thought nothing could be this imperfect. When the Great Spirit wakened, he saw a beaver nibbling on a branch. He realized the world of his dream became his creation. Everything he dreamed about came true when he saw the beaver make his home and a dam to provide a pond for his family to swim in. He then knew everything has its place and purpose in the time to come. It has been told among people from generation to generation, we must not question our dreams. They are our creation. So thank you very much for coming to the story, and now we will sing you out.